Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, December the 25th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your blessings that you give us every day. We're grateful for all that you reveal to us, and today as we come, we ask that you would continue to bless us and show us the path that you would have us take. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, I'm sure that by now you've heard of all of the pardons that the president has been giving out in the last few days. And so in fairness, and so that I might be able to share this with you and you get a balance as to exactly how this looks, I thought I would share with you the number of pardons that have been given out by presidents of the United States. From a historical standpoint, so we're going to deal with the subject today, presidential pardons, not just Donald Trump's pardons, but we're going to take a look at the historical sequence and the record that exists. And so there is an article entitled List of People Pardoned or Granted Clemency by the President of the United States. The title of the article again? List of people pardoned or granted clemency by the President of the United States. Here's the article. This is a partial list of people pardoned or granted clemency by the President of the United States. The plenary power to grant a pardon or a reprieve is granted to the President by Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1 of the Constitution. The only limits mentioned in the Constitution are that pardons are limited to federal offenses and that they cannot affect an impeachment process. The President shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. So now that's where the article starts, and I know that by now you are aware of that. I'm sure that you've heard that mentioned by many people. I don't know that we will be able to get through all of this today, but it will surprise you, as it surprised me when I was looking at it this just a few years ago. It is a unique situation, but it is worth your hearing. All right? Though, continuing the article, it says, though pardons have been challenged in the courts, and the power to grant them challenged by Congress, the court has consistently declined to put limits on the president's discretion. The president can issue a full pardon, reversing a criminal conviction, along with its legal effects, as if it never happened. A pardon can be issued from the time an offense is committed, and can even be issued after the full sentence has been served. Now notice that now, okay? The pardon can be issued from the time an offense is committed and can even be issued after the full sentence has been served, which means now that it will no longer be on that person's record. The president can issue a reprieve, commuting a criminal sentence, lessening its severity, its duration, or both while leaving a record of the conviction in place. So in other words, you can lessen its conviction or the impact of its conviction, while leaving the sentence in place. All right. Additionally, the president can make a pardon conditional or vacate a conviction while leaving parts of the sentence in place, leaving the payment of fines or restitution. Approximately 20,000 pardons and commutations were issued by U.S. presidents in the 20th century alone. Pardons granted by presidents from George Washington until Grover Cleveland in the first term, 1885 to 1889, were handwritten by the president. Thereafter, pardons were prepared for the president by administrative staff, requiring only that the president sign it. The records of these presidential acts were openly available for public inspection until 1934. In 1981, the Office of the Pardon Attorney was created, and records from President George H.W. Bush forward are now listed. So now we're going to take a look at some of these pardons. We're going to go through this president by president, and you'll be able to compare how this looks against what you're hearing about now. George Washington. President George Washington pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 16 people. And among them, there was this man called Philip Vigal and John Mitchell, convicted of treason for their role in the Whiskey Rebellion. Then there was John Adams, President John Adams. Federalist President John Adams pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 20 people. And then they give a couple of names of the people that he rescinded and pardoned. Then there is Thomas Jefferson. Democratic Republic President Thomas Jefferson pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 119 people. One of his first acts was, upon taking office, was to issue a general pardon for any person convicted under the Sedition Act. And of course, in this, they mentioned David Brown or Benjamin Fairbanks. You remember those names from your history class. And then there's James Madison, President James Madison. Democratic Republican President James Madison pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 196 people. Among them, of course, were mentioned people like William Hull and Jean Lafitte and Pierre Lafitte. Then we come to James Monroe. James Monroe was a Democratic Republican president, and he pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 419 people. All right, so you're getting the picture almost already, aren't you? Then there was John Quincy Adams. Democratic Republican President John Quincy Adams pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 183 people. And some of those names you're not familiar with. And then there's Andrew Jackson, President Andrew Jackson. He pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 386 people. And you will be familiar with George Wilson's name, convicted of robbing the United States mails, etc., etc. Then there's President Martin Van Buren. He was a Democratic president. He pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 168 people. Then there was William Henry Harrison. He was a Whig president. That's W-H-I-G president. And he was one of only two presidents who issued no pardons. That's William Henry Harrison. Whig president, he issued no pardons. Then there is John Tyler, President John Tyler, also a Whig president. He pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 209 people. And I'm sure you remember from history the name Alexander William Holmes. He was the sailor convicted of voluntary manslaughter and then pardoned by John Tyler. Then there was James K. Polk. President Polk pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 268 people. Then there's Zachary Taylor. You remember that name, I'm sure. He was a Whig president. He pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 38 people. Then there was Millard Fillmore. Now, of course, all of these presidents are in sequence now, okay? Millard Fillmore, Whig president. He pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 170 people. And then he was followed by Franklin Pierce. Franklin Pierce pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 142 people. Then there was James Buchanan. That's a familiar name today. And he pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 150 people. And you remember this name, Brigham Young. He was pardoned for the role in the Utah War. And then there was Abraham Lincoln. That name I'm sure you know. A Republican president pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 343 people. Among them were 264 of 300 Dakota Indians who attacked white settlers in the Great Sioux Uprising in 1862. And then there is Clement Vallandigham, Copperhead congressman sentenced for disloyalty. Sentence was commuted. and he was deported to the Confederacy. And various men who enlisted in the army, but who were, among other circumstances, underage or bounty jumpers. But he pardoned or commuted 343. That's Abraham Lincoln. Following him is Andrew Johnson, a Democratic president, pardoned about 7,000 people in the over $20,000 class. By May 4th, 1866, more than 600 prominent North Carolinians were pardoned just before the election of 1864. President Andrew Johnson pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 654 people. And of course, there's quite a list here. These names you probably will not recognize. But of course, you notice that this is around the time of the Civil War. Following him is Ulysses Grant. Republican President Ulysses Grant pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 1,332 people. All right. Among them were ex-Confederate leaders. All but 500 former top Confederate leaders were pardoned when President Grant signed the Amnesty Act of 1872. Now, you're getting a picture here, aren't you? You're seeing the numbers of people who these presidents historically have been pardoning. And, of course, in all fairness, we're trying to put into context the number of pardons that this particular president now is putting forward. Then there's Rutherford B. Hayes. Republican President Rutherford B. Hayes pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 893 people. And there are some names that you probably wouldn't recognize that he pardoned there. And then there was James Garfield. Republican President James Garfield was one of only two presidents who issued no pardons. Remember? The other being William Henry Harrison. And this was due to Garfield's assassination shortly after he took office. So he was assassinated shortly after he took office. Obviously, no pardons. Then there's Chester A. Arthur. Republican president pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 337 people. Among them, Fitz Porter. You probably have come across that name. Fitz Porter was a former army officer court-martialed in 1863 for his actions at the Second Battle of Bull Run. But his sentence was commuted. All right. Here's a name that you should recognize. Remember, President Grover Cleveland, Democratic president, pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 1,107 people during his two non-consecutive terms. And there are some names in there that you probably will not recognize. Then there was Benjamin Harrison, Republican president, pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 613 people. And he was followed by Grover Cleveland again. Remember, he served two separate terms, not continuous, but separate. Then there's William McKinley, Republican president, pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 918 people. Among them were Alexander McKenzie. You remember, you should recognize that name. Convicted of contempt of court in 1901. And then one that you definitely know, President Theodore Roosevelt. He pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 981 people. Among them are Al Jennings, former train robber, sentenced to life in prison for robbery in 1899. Then there's William Taft. President William Taft pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 758 people. And he was followed by Woodrow Wilson, Democratic president, pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 2,480 people. And the list is quite long. I'm looking here to see if there are any names in here that I think you might recognize. And quite a long list. Then he's followed by Warren Hardin. And he pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 800 people. Then there's Calvin Coolidge. He pardoned, convicted, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 1,545 people. And of course, one name in that group you should remember, you'll recognize, is Marcus Garvey, a Jamaican immigrant and founder of Universal Negro Improvement Association, convicted of mail fraud in 1923, and his sentence was commuted, and he was deported in 1927. Now, that was in Calvin Coolidge's presidency, okay? Then there's Herbert Hoover, Republican president, pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 1,385 people. He's followed by Franklin D. Roosevelt, Democratic president, granted 3,687 pardons in his four terms in office. Four terms, all right? I guess your president wouldn't mind doing four terms right now, based on all of what we're hearing, what we're seeing happening here. But Franklin D. Roosevelt granted 3,687 pardons in his four terms in office. And some of these names you probably wouldn't recognize. George Dale, he was a newspaper editor convicted of violating prohibition laws in 1932. And Roy Alstead, a bootlegger convicted for violating the National Prohibition Act in 1926. Now, here's another presidential name you should remember. Harry Truman, a Democratic president, pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 2,044 people. And quite a list. And then Dwight Eisenhower, Republican president, who pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the convictions of 1,157 people. Now, of course, it's important to note that until the Eisenhower administration, each pardon grant was evidenced by its own separate warrant signed by the president. So you had a separate request signed. The President Eisenhower began the practice of granting pardons by the batch through the device of a master warrant. So in other words, up until then, you had to actually sign each separate pardon separately, of course. But when we come to Eisenhower, he begins to sign them all as a document together. And then we come to John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy, president, commuted, pardoned, or rescinded the convictions of 575 people. And it's an interesting list here because his list includes first-time offenders convicted of crimes under the Narcotics Control Act of 1956. Pardon all, in effect, overturning much of the law passed by Congress. And there's another man here that he pardoned. His name was Hampton Hawes, a musician convicted of heroin charges in 1958 and was given executive clemency in 1963. Following Kennedy, we come to Lyndon B. Johnson, Democratic president, pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 1,187 people, among them Frank Boykin, former Alabama congressman convicted of bribery in 1963. Then there is Richard Nixon, that name you'll remember. Richard Nixon, president, pardoned and commuted or rescinded the conviction of 926 people. And here's a name that shows up in the film. Jimmy Hoffa, remember that name? A prominent labor union leader convicted of fraud and bribery and tax evasion in 1964. The sentence was commuted with conditions on December the 26th, 1971. And Angelo DiCarlo, convicted of conspiracy to commit murder and extortion in March 1970. And he was pardoned in 1972, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Then it was Gerald Ford. Republican President Gerald Ford pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 409 people. And of course, he only served one term. Remember, he got into a real problem because he pardoned Nixon. All right. So the first name on Gerald Ford's pardon list is Richard Nixon, granted a full and unconditional pardon in 1974, just before he could be indicted in the Watergate scandal. This was the only time that a U.S. president received a pardon. All right, so that's Gerald Ford. And remember the year now, pardoned in 1974. And he was pardoned by Gerald Ford, who came to the office after he had resigned. And Robert E. Lee also, remember? Remember Robert E. Lee, right? Confederate general during the Civil War. Full rights of citizenship were posthumously restored. Now, that's interesting. So this is what one of Gerald Ford's pardons. Vietnam War draft resistors. Ford offered condition and amnesty to over 50,000 draft resistors. These were people who did not want to go to fight in the Vietnam War. And Ford offered them a conditional amnesty. All right. And of course, Morris Schick, military court-martial for brutal murder, commuted to life with the possibility of parole. All right. So let's see how much further we can get here. Jimmy Carter, Democratic President Jimmy Carter, pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 566 people. And in addition to that, pardoned over 200,000 Vietnam War draft evaders. Now, this is quite a list here. And I'm sure you won't recognize any of these names. But of course, we're talking about Jimmy Carter, who served one term. And of course, Jimmy Carter, when he came to the office, the far-right evangelicals were hoping that because he was a Christian, a very devout Christian, that he would be able to carry through their agenda, only to discover that Jimmy Carter objected to the concept of the bringing together of church and state, that he was convicted that there should be a wall separating church and state. Well, when the far-right evangelicals discovered that Jimmy Carter embraced this belief, they worked desperately to get rid of him after his first term, and they succeeded. Well, I guess our time is slipping away, so we will stop with Ronald Reagan, who followed Jimmy Carter. And of course, remember the far-right evangelicals, in order to get rid of Jimmy Carter, they had to support Ronald Reagan, and they did that. And of course, Ronald Reagan, as we have talked about on this program before, worked along with the far-right evangelicals and the Catholics. And the spiritualists also, because his wife would not ever let him do anything during the day until she talked to one of her mediums. She would ask her medium if it was all right for her husband to go out today. And the medium would say a yay or nay, etc., etc. All right, so let's take a look at Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan pardoned, commuted, or rescinded the conviction of 406 people. And One of those names that you would recognize would be George Steinbrenner, convicted of illegal Nixon campaign contributions and obstruction of justice in 1974. Pardon in January 1989. Of course, it's beyond any scope anyway. We've got quite a few more, but we won't do that today. But I think you get the picture that we're trying to give you today. So the pardons that this particular president is giving out is, when you compare the numbers and you go back historically, it really is an amazing thing. But I just thought it would be fair to share that with you today. And of course, the motivation of many of these pardons differs in every case. And I'm not trying to say that the pardons that have been given recently have been legitimate in any case, because most of the pardons that have been given by this president at this time are pardons to people who would be tried or charged because of their involvement or their attitudes or their actions taken about him and his election, and trying to manipulate the circumstance as they were. So all we're looking at here, some of these pardons that we read for you today had to do with people who were not in favor of the Vietnam War and decided that they don't want to go fight, etc., etc. But I just wanted to give you a context for the numbers so that you will know that there are each one of these presidents, except for two, who did not grant any pardons at all. It is interesting sometimes when you take a look back and you see what is happening around you, you realize that much has not changed, only it has become a little bit more intense, a little bit more authoritarian, a little bit more dictatorial, which is the direction in which the United States of America is heading right now. But we have been told this in advance so that we do not have to be surprised or afraid. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have warned us of these events in advance so that we will know that your word is accurate. And today we ask that you would help us as we go forward, as we look around us at the things that are happening right now and in the next few months. Let us place our trust in you implicitly so that we might walk according to your will in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again today, we must thank you for your consistency in listening to the broadcast each and every day. We're grateful that God has drawn us together that we can study. And we'd like to make an appeal to you that you make a contribution to this ministry so that we might be able to finance our continued service in this area. God bless you and thank you. This has been your Daily Briefing, December the 25th, 2020.